B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
WKBN.
Sports Talk.
And on third down, he takes the snap. Drops back. Blitzer's coming. Allen's in trouble. Allen goes down. Sacked by Kyle Van Noy.
All right, it's hour number two. Zolak and Bertrand, and we are joined right out of the gate in this hour by a couple of people. Number one, Bert Breer of the MMQB is in studio with us. We'll get to more with that, more with Bert in a moment. But we got to go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline because Kyle Van Noy is with us. And Kyle Van Noy is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Kyle Van Noy, now the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. How do you feel about
talk
that honor?
To him, talk to him. I like it. I appreciate the warm welcome today. Shout out to my guys, Bertrand and Zoe. What up, Bert? Glad I could bless y'all today.
Do you think enough people know your name now? Are you satisfied that enough people across the country know the name Kyle Van Noy? They'll be buying your jerseys. They'll be following
53.
You on social media. Everyone will know that it's Kyle Van Noy's defense now.
No. It's definitely not my defense. It's all of us. But it feels good. But, you know, I feel like I got a long ways to go. But I appreciate it. I think people are starting to take a little notice. But we got to wake them up a little bit more.
You ever win an AFC Defensive Player of the Week before?
No, this is the first time.
I won it twice. I won AFC Offensive Player of the Week twice. I did.
You
know what you get?
It's a Digby Pearson situation.
If the playoffs count against the Chiefs, then, I mean.
Oh. Except there's a little secret about Zoe saying like twice, and that is he only won it once.
Twice. No, twice. Two letters.
We looked it up.
The records say once.
Twice.
When
it's
was the
twice.
Second time?
San Francisco.
The records say once.
I got both letters.
Was that when Bledsoe got hurt?
Yeah, I got letters from Tagliabue.
All right.
Bledsoe got hurt right on the finger, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you should talk to the team. The Patriots media guide has you listed down
That's
there as
bull
once.
Crap.
Yeah, we checked the media guide.
I thought this was the KVN show.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to KVN.
How's your kid?
Why are you so upset with Deion Dawkins from last week? Did you really think Deion Dawkins was talking trash?
I mean, I don't want to go back, but to me it was just, you know, he said some things and it was, you know, we took it from there, and, you know, we just, like I said in my soundbite, just wanted to let them know.
Maybe that was like manufactured a little bit by the coaches. I don't know.
I like that you keep score.
People made it seem bigger than it is. You know how people are these days. They need stories, and they thought they made one up right there. It wasn't that crazy, but honestly, I'm over that. Let's talk about the Redskins. Let's talk about
it. All right, can I ask you just one more question, a quick one about it? A quick one. Did you read his quotes or did you hear him?
Someone showed me.
Okay, that's why. That's why you probably took it as worse. It looks worse in print because if you heard him, he was not talking trash about you guys.
Oh yeah. I didn't hear him at all. I just thought
you're doing the Rodney Harrison role on this team, which I give you credit for.
Don't compare me to him, man.
Why?
That's
a compliment.
Compared to that guy.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Is there something there?
No. I have nothing against him. I just don't want to be compared, definitely not to him.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. To the Redskins.
He's a great player, great leader, Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, he just does things differently than myself.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's fair, right?
That's fair. No, I mean, now you're going into a week where you probably have to prepare for all three quarterbacks to play. How hard is that defensively for you guys, or does that change nothing?
That's a good question. I feel like it's pretty tough because they're all three very different.
Yeah.
They all three do very different things. They have different strengths, different weaknesses, and, you know, to cram in a week of watching three different quarterbacks is not easy, but you don't play for the Patriots, baby. We're going to get that done.
Hey, real quick. Josh Allen, it takes him forever to make a decision, huh? I mean, Kyle. I mean, I've called a lot of games. Hold on.
More of a comment than a question there.
I've called a lot of games. I've called a lot of games for you guys, funny. And I've seen a lot of quarterbacks over the years.
You was looking at your watch, like, come on, man.
Like just the whole operation. Like, oh, what play is that called? You know, it has that feel to it. Fair to say.
Sure.
My words. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. That was your soundbite.
My words. Right. No, yeah. But like say the kid Haskins plays this week from Ohio State. Like he's more of the bigger kid that probably is going to see things as well as maybe Colt McCoy, who I think gets rid of the ball pretty quickly and understands that offense, where you may have a better chance to get at Haskins in the pocket than a guy like McCoy, where you may have to adjust your rush lanes or maybe elevate to knock some balls down. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that could be fair to say. That's good scouting from you, Zoe. Thanks. That's good. Proud of you. You should try to maybe coach.
No.
He does coach. He's a Pop Warner coach, right?
I'm my kid's coach.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, do you, like, help out with the offense or defense?
I do both. And special teams.
He's a CEO type, Kyle.
Oh, really? So he just sits there and says, good job, bad job?
I'm like Ernie Adams.
Nah, you're not like him, bro.
You got any good Ernie stories from lately, though?
Too much. Yeah, you talk too much to be Ernie.
Oh, man, I see him sometimes.
Ernie had a nice suit on Sunday.
Who's dressing Ernie?
Yeah. You know what? I think it's his wife, and I think she's killing it, bro.
Have you met her yet?
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
She's very nice.
Awesome family. I love Ernie. I'm a big Ernie fan. You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to mess with Ernie. You know, I'll sit at lunch with him or dinner during training camp, chop it up about the stock market and different things like that. And he's a very interesting character. I really, really enjoy Ernie. I mess with him because I think he makes the best plays up out of anyone I've ever seen. Like, he knows football, and he's really funny to mess with and have a good time.
So, I mean, like, some of the Super Bowl stuff's well-documented. You know, like, what he drew up, going even back to the Seattle one and that. Is there anything recently, like, where you see something in a game and like, holy crap, this guy nailed it? Like, is there an example of that?
I would say for me it's more subtle stuff where he sees me do something or sees a play and tells me the exact time, place, and situation, and then it happened in the game, and you're like, damn, Ernie was right, man. So, like, his knowledge of when a play can come and that knowledge to give to you is, I don't know if there's many people like him because he's been right multiple times. I don't want to give all my secrets away from Ernie, but he's really smart.
He's got good stock tips, too?
Oh, yeah.
He's out of this world stock tips. Hopefully we can get him to write a book about it one of these days.
Hey, one of these days you're going to find out like he's got 30 million stashed somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Hey, Kyle, how aware were you guys of the streak of not having allowed a touchdown since the AFC Championship game?
That's a good question as well. I think if I sat here and told you no, I'd be called a liar, but you know, it sucks that they scored, especially off a QB sneak like that. Oh.
That one hurt a little bit just because it had been since Kansas City. And you got him into fourth down, too.
Yeah, exactly. It happened on a fourth down, a goal line. We're just right there. We knew it was coming, and he just, you know, got it a little over the line before we could hit it out of his hands. It was a tough play, but at least, you know, at the end of the day, we're making it hard on teams to score. I think that's what, you know, we want to do each and every week. We want to just make it super, super hard on teams to score. And when you do that, you have a good chance and a good opportunity to win, especially with the offense we have.
I know over the last year, like, I'll raise my hand. I've been guilty of it. We've, like, sort of looked at the age of the defense and ragged on you guys a little bit about it. Like, I looked at the starting lineup the last couple of weeks. You guys have 8 of the 11 starters are 28 years old or older, and a bunch of guys in their 30s. And You know, I think like a lot of times in the NFL,
and we're still fast.
And that's a, here's the thing, Kyle. Right, a lot of people would look at that in the NFL and see it as a disadvantage. But it almost feels like, especially in the Super Bowl, but even since then, it seems like that's become an advantage for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you see it that way? Like the amount of experience that you're putting out there.
Pride in that. Yeah, we do take pride in that. I think we all understand we're an older group, but that comes with a lot of good positives. I mean, the younger guys are able to see the older guys, see how we play, how we work. But then playing with older guys, I've been here now. This is basically my fourth season, and it feels like I've been playing with them since Pop Warner. With the amount of communication we have, the amount of detail we can go over, it really, really is a big positive boost for us that we've all played lots and lots of games together and can do a lot of different things. We're able to midstream adjust during calls, different plays, different situations, and I feel like it's a really big advantage for us.
All right, final one for you. Your former teammate Chris Long was on a podcast on Monday, and he said,
Christopher, what did he say?
He said that flight home from Buffalo, the offense was all tight and the defense was loose because on Monday morning, the defense would be kicking back in the team meeting, eating popcorn, enjoying themselves while the offense got ripped apart by Coach Belichick. So is that how it all went?
No, I have no comment. Christopher is a good one, man. He's a character.
All right.
He might have been a little bit right. I don't know. You'll never know.
Kyle, thanks for the time and congratulations on the award this week.
See you, Kyle.
Thanks, fellas. Right, Kyle. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good week. Stay
too.
Blessed.
All right, buddy.
Kyle Van Noy with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand. Bert Breer is with us. We'll talk to Bert about the Patriots and specifically their offense. We'll do that with him coming up next.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.